Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey guys, this is my leak and this is my podcast. I am really excited to be recording right now because I feel like I am really starting to hit my stride. I have been warming up for the past several weeks and it is a late night and I am recording like I used to back in the day. And so I have my kids in bed and I want to talk to you about why haven't you done it? And I guess that's the question that I have for you today is why haven't you done it? And I'm going to throw some things out there and you're going to let me know if I'm in the neighborhood. You know, I want to hear from you. And so, you know, tweet me, hit me on the threads, hit me on IG, send me an email, but I want to know if I'm in the neighborhood with this one. You haven't done it because you're worried about what people might say. You're worried that you can't handle the criticism or the fact that people won't like it. I want to say something. I want you to write this down because it's really important that you know this. If it is for everybody, it is for nobody. I'm not going to sit here and act like unwarranted negativity and critical feedback is easy to swallow because it isn't. And I can tell you that the greatest gift I've given myself in the past few years has been the gift of pause. A pause relaxes your thoughts and relaxes your body before you react to what someone said or what you heard or what you think. Before you quit, I want you to pause. If there is something to consider from the feedback, sit with it. If the feedback is just negative and mean, let's lean on the second agreement of the four agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. If you don't have this book, it should be on your nightstand, on your bookshelf. Every single person needs this short and easy read. But the second agreement is don't take anything personally. I'm going to read just a little bit from the chapter. He says, whatever happens around you, don't take it personally. Nothing other people do is because of you. It is because of themselves. All people live in their own dream, in their own mind. They are in a completely different world from the one we live in. When we take something personally, we make the assumption that they know what is in our world, and we try to impose our world on their world. Even when a situation seems so personal, even if others insult you directly, it has nothing to do with you. What they say, what they do, and the opinions they give are according to the agreements they have in their own minds. Taking things personally makes you easy prey for these predators, the black magicians. They can hook you easily with one little opinion and feed you whatever poison they want. And because you take it personally, you eat it up. But I'll tell you this, if you do not take it personally, you are immune in the middle of hell. Immunity in the middle of hell is the gift of this agreement. Let whoever say whatever, it can only affect you if you believe it. That's how I feel about it. If the fact that people may talk, may have something to say, may not like it, may feel a way, that just can't be the reason that you stop, because I can tell you that even with the best intentions, Even if you, I love that saying, even if you peel your skin off to keep them warm, people will have something to say. So don't let that stop you, and let's not let that be the reason why you haven't done it. I know a reason why, another reason why you probably haven't done it. You haven't done it because you're waiting on it to be perfect first. Let it be a work in progress. Let it get better along the way. I can't tell you how many things I've had a gnawing to start that were nowhere near finished before I began. I have started things to test out whether or not it was something I really even wanted to stick to. When I started my last company, Curlbox, I launched the website with no products or boxes. I knew I had to do it, and one step would lead to the next. I launched it, and then I reached out to brands to tell them about this wonderful idea I had. You guys, I spent the summer looking up contacts for about 100 brands. And then on the day I launched, I got a few friends together and we called all of those companies on the same day. The website was a splash page with a photo that a photographer friend in college had let me use. Another good friend of mine made the logo, and I was off to the races and gave myself permission to learn as I went. That's how you're going to have to do it. If you're lucky, you'll have a bit more in place, but build it as you go. I also can't tell you how many businesses I've seen launch with everything just beautiful: packaging, website, photo shoot, and it's a total bust. A lot of times when you're building the plane while you're flying it, your customers or your clients will tell you what they want, and you can build a better plane along the way. Same thing happened to me. I fully expected Curlbox to be one thing, but once I got started, the clients told me what they needed the business to be, and it became a full-fledged marketing company and one of the premier strategies for launching new collections or into new retail. So brands came to us when they were launching into Target or Walgreens or Walmart. We gave them that extra boost. And so I thought it was going to be one thing. I thought it was going to be all samples, and ended up being all full-size products because brands wanted for customers to be able to try full collections, because sometimes when you went shopping, every store didn't carry every piece. And so I did not expect for it to be what it was, but for over a decade, we served the clients. I can tell you another reason why I don't think you've done it. You haven't done it because you don't know where to start, and you're afraid to ask because you'll look like you don't know. Newsflash. It is okay to not know something, and it is perfectly fine to figure out who to ask. The way the World Wide Web is set up today, there is no reason why you can't start chipping away at the things you want to learn. Between AI and Google, there's very little that can't be learned on your own. And so I want to lean on Kettering's principle of intelligent ignorance, which essentially says the most important thing to know is what the limit of your knowledge is. Every single one of us is ignorant about more things than we are knowledgeable about. Intelligent people recognize their ignorance, and other people are blind to their ignorance. Don't be other people. Another reason why you haven't done it because it takes money and you don't have it. And that's 150% fair. This is something I probably wouldn't have said or even noticed a decade ago when I started podcasting, because I didn't have this awareness. I mean, I knew it, but I had convinced myself that, like, you know, nothing could stop me. But this is a real reason why you haven't done it. And so back when I really wanted to do something but couldn't afford it, my dad would say, "Now it's time to get creative." And so I'll pass that advice along to you. Sometimes you have to get creative, and to raise money, you're going to have to pet sit, drive Uber, tutor, babysit. Sometimes you're going to have to barter or beg to get what you want. When I started out, I didn't have much. I asked for every favor I possibly could. And then with every bit of cash that came in, I poured that back into my business to grow it. And so sometimes you just need money, and I don't want to gloss over that. This final why you haven't done it is you did it, but then you stopped because not enough people were looking. We're going to give things time to grow, okay? I know we want to believe that everyone was an overnight success, but if you listen to just about anybody who is doing anything notable, they typically have a decade of uncelebrated work under their belt. They would be doing that thing for free, and they did, but now they don't have to. Be willing to stick through something even if it looks like it's not going to take off at first. Most people who are winning today kept playing when no one was cheering for them. They kept playing when the whole stadium booed at them. They kept playing. I know you can do this. And so now that we've covered many of the reasons why you haven't done it, let's talk about why you're going to do it. You're going to do it because this is your one life and you owe it to yourself to get everything out of it while you're here. You're going to do it because you're brave enough to do it and you're ready to reap the rewards of your dedication and your sacrifice. You're going to do it because when you love what you're doing, you have a better chance of succeeding at it. You're going to do it because people can think whatever they want. You don't believe it. They can say whatever they want. You don't believe it. You're going to do it because you are going to grow. You want to learn so much about yourself when you do it. And so I know you're going to do it. You're going to do it because you will never know until you try, and you deserve to see what you're made of. Even if it doesn't work out the way you thought it would, one thing I can promise is that you will never wonder what if. I am rooting for you. If you want to hear from me more often, I send weekly emails, short, sweet, to the point. They're called What I'm Feeling Fridays. If you want your inbox upgraded on Fridays, sign up at myleak.com. mytaughtyou.com. My name is spelled M-Y-L-E-I-K. And it's always helpful when you rate this podcast and when you share this podcast, because doing that allows me to do more of what I really want to do, which is this. So until next time, tell me what you're going to do. Bye.